Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Bay City has secured $959,000 in federal funding to remediate PFOS contamination at Fire Station Number 2, officials announced. The funding, included in the fiscal year 2026 Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriation Bill, was obtained with support from U.S. Senator Gary Peters and signed into law in early February. The money will fund excavation, demolition, and cleanup work at the site, where contamination was traced to past firefighting training that used AFFF foam. City officials first identified PFOS issues at the station in 2019 and have since spent tens of thousands of dollars on testing, soil removal, and partial demolition, though additional contamination was later found in surrounding soil, asphalt, and groundwater. City leaders said the project will significantly reduce PFOS migration into groundwater, the sewer system, and nearby properties, while improving health and safety conditions for firefighters. The city is also evaluating long-term plans to maintain emergency response services, given the station's age and high call volume. Officials credited the federal funding with enabling a comprehensive cleanup and said Bay City will continue working with state and federal partners to complete the remediation safely and effectively. And older adults age 60 and older who reside in Huron, Sanilac, Tuscola, Lapeer, or St. Clair counties are eligible to sign up to receive Commodity Supplemental Food Program boxes. Below is we've got a list of an overview of the upcoming 2026 distribution dates and locations. On September 17th and November, and actually the distribution dates, pardon me, March 19th, May 21st, July 16th, September 17th, November 19th, right there at the Huron County Expo, 170 Soper Road, from 10:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. In Sanilac County, at the St. Elizabeth Parish Center at 6817 West Marlette Road, Marlette, from 2 to 3 p.m., the distribution dates are March 19th, May 21st, July 16th, September 17th, and November 19th. In Tuscola County at the Tuscola Fairgrounds at 188 Park Drive in Caro from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 noon. Distribution dates February 19th, April 16th, June 18th, August 20th, October 15th, and December 17th. You can get the full complete list of the locations, dates, times, and areas at thumbnet.net. Unlike many food programs that provide one-time meals, this program helps supplement senior pantries with shelf-stable items such as milk, cereal, and canned goods that can be used throughout the month. How to apply? Well, seniors ages 60 and older living in Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Lapeer, Sanilac, Huron, St. Clair, or Tuscola counties can apply for the monthly food for seniors program by calling 313-494-4600 or emailing food@focushope.edu. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Whether you're at the work site or the trailerhead, you need an ATV that goes above and beyond the expected. With the power and performance to work harder, technology to make every job easier, and a time-tested promise of quality and dependability. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton today to find your next Honda. Choose from a range of features to fit your toughest jobs and your favorite trails, including engine sizes and transmission types. Like our available automatic DCT, every configuration is built Honda tough, sporting class-leading performance to make it your employee of the decade. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton to find your next Honda and discover how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on with more local news. The Bad Axe Theater and Longshot Lane's Bowling Alley did not sell during a public auction held Tuesday morning at the Huron County Courthouse. The auction attracted only a small number of observers, and no bids were placed on either property. The sale was conducted on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and the Bayport State Bank. The two properties listed for auction included the Bad Axe Theater with an opening bid of just over $209,000 and Longshot Lanes, which carried a starting bid of more than $554,000. Bayport State Bank officials said Rolfe has a six-month window to repay the outstanding loans tied to the businesses. If the debt is not resolved within that time frame, the bank will move to take ownership of the properties. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.